As the vast ice sheets rose, global sea levels fell approximately 120 meters, since much of the rain and snow that came down over the land froze into glacial ice and failed to return to the oceans. Rivers cut deep to meet seas that were then hundreds of kilometers beyond modern shorelines. Lower ocean levels exposed shallow continental shelf, including that beneath the Bering Sea, thereby forming a land bridge, Beringia, that connected Asia and America, which are today separated by at least 90 kilometers of cold and rough Arctic waters. When Beringia existed, it was possible to walk from Siberia to Alaska. Of course, once people made it to Alaska, those same glaciers presented a formidable barrier to movement further south, depending, that is, on precisely when they arrived in this far corner of the continent. These ice sheets changed North America's topography, climate, and environment in still more profound ways. It was colder, of course, during the Ice Age, but paradoxically, winters across much of the land were warmer, and the jet stream, displaced southward by the continental ice sheets, brought rainfall and freshwater lakes to what is now western deserts and plains, while today's Great Lakes were then mere soft spots in bedrock beneath millions of tons of glacial ice grinding slowly overhead. A whole zoo of giant mammals, megafauna we call them, soon to become extinct, roamed this land. There were multi-ton American elephants, several species of mammoth and the mastodon, ground sloths taller than giraffes and weighing nearly 3 tons, camels, horses, and 2 dozen more herbivores, including the glyptodont, a slow-moving mammal encased in a turtle-like shell and bearing an uncanny resemblance to a 1966 Volkswagen Beetle, or at least a submersible one with an armored tail. Feeding on these herbivores was a gang of formidable predators, huge lions, saber-toothed cats, and giant bears. All of these mammals were part of richly mixed animal communities of Arctic species that browsed and grazed alongside animals of the forests and plains. But this was no fixed stage. From 18,000 years ago, at the frigid depths of the most recent glacial episode, the last glacial maximum, LGM, it's called, until 10,000 years ago when the Pleistocene came to an end and the Earth entered the Holocene, or recent geological period. The climate, environment, landscapes, and surrounding seascapes of North America were changing. Many changes happened so slowly as to be imperceptible on a human scale. Others possibly were not. Certainly, however, the world of the first Americans was unlike anything experienced by any human being on this continent since. Once they got to America, these colonists and their descendants lived in utter isolation from their distant kin scattered across the planet. Over the next dozen or so millennia, in both the Old World and the New, agriculture was invented, human populations grew to the millions, cities and empires rose and fell, and yet no humans on either side of the Atlantic or Pacific Oceans was aware of the other's existence, let alone knew of their doings. It would not be until Europeans started venturing west across the Atlantic that humanity's global encircling was finally complete. Peoples of the Old World and the New first encountered one another in a remote corner of Northeast Canada around AD 1000. But that initial contact between Norse and American Indians was brief, often violent, and mostly served to thwart the Vikings' colonizing dreams and drive them back to Greenland and Iceland. It had none of the profound, long-term consequences that followed Columbus's splashing ashore on a Caribbean island that October day of 1492. Europeans, of course, were profoundly puzzled by what they soon realized was far more than a series of islands, but instead a continent and peoples about whom the Bible, then the primary historical source for Earth and human history, said absolutely nothing. We can presume Native Americans were just as perplexed by these strange-looking men, but their initial reactions went largely unrecorded by them or contemporary.